Good evening.
Habari za jioni.
How are you?
Vipi ninyi?
Okay, thank you.
Asanteni sana.
This evening we read Bible
Genesis. Leo tunasoma Biblia Mwanzo.
Genesis chapter 27.
Mwanzo mlango wa 27.
Please open Genesis chapter 27.
Tafadhali na wasimfungue Mwanzo mlango wa 27.
We'll read from verse 1.
Tunasoma kuanzia mstari wa kwanza.
Genesis chapter 27.
Mwanzo mlango wa 27.
Today we kind of have to read long.
Leo tutasoma maandishi marefu.
So we're going to read only in English.
Tutasoma katika lugha ya Kiingereza tu peke yake.
Is that okay?
Je, ni sawa kwenu?
Okay, so Genesis chapter 27.
Mwanzo mlango wa 27.
From verse 1.
Kuanzia mstari wa kwanza.
And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said unto him, My son. And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I am old, I know not the day of my death. Now therefore, take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison. And make me savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me, and I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord, before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence 2 good kids of goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, and such he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I'm a smooth man. My father's peradventure will fail me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice, and go fetch me then. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hand and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father, and he said, My father, and he said, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, and thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau, and he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hand, so he blessed him. Okay, we read up to verse 23. Do you remember what we talked about during the day? Do you remember? We talked about Mephibosheth. Remember? When our sins were forgiven? Long time ago, in God's heart, God planned it. All these people, There's nothing they can do about their sin.
Hawezi kufanya lolote kuhusu dhambi zao.
If the sin pulls you,
ya wakati dhambi imekuburuta,
there's nothing you can do about it.
Huna la kufanya kuhusu mambo hayo.
You have no power to overcome sin.
Huna nguvu za kushinda dhambi mwenyewe.
And you have no power to keep the commandments perfectly.
Huna nguvu za kutunza amri vikamilifu.
And God knew from the beginning of the man to the end of the man.
Na Mungu alijua mambo kuanzia mwanzo wa mwanadamu hadi mwisho wa mwanadamu.
Okay. So I got to do something.
So he
planned it. He separated Abraham.
Akamtenga Ibrahimu.
And through Abraham,
na kupitia Ibrahimu,
he begat Isaac.
Akapata Isaka.
And Isaac begat Jacob.
Isaka akamzaa Yakobo.
And then so on and so forth.
Na basi baadaye wakafuatana.
Finally, Jesus was born.
Mwisho Yesu akazaliwa.
Is that right?
Je, huo ni ukweli?
Do you know why Jesus came here?
Je, mnajua ni kwa nini Yesu alikuja hapa duniani?
God wanted to send Jesus to this world.
Unataka kumtuma Yesu hapa duniani.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Because you cannot clean your sin by yourself. You cannot take care of the problem of sin by yourself. That's why you need someone to take care of it. The wage of sin is death. And you need to someone to pay for the wage of your sin. That is why our Savior Jesus Christ came to this world 2,000 years ago. Is that right? Is it true? Yes, so he died on the cross. And he cleansed all your sins. He knows your past. He knows the day you were born. He knows this moment. And he knows what's going to happen in the future. Nobody knows when you're going
to
die. But only God knows what kind of death you're going
to
have. Is that true? The one who knows everything, prepare a perfect way. Who is Jesus Christ? Is that right? Is that right? Yes. Jesus Christ. He finished this job. And he cleansed us with his blood. That's what we talked about in the morning. Mephibosheth, David cannot accept Mephibosheth.
Because
Mephibosheth is a children of enemy. But Mephibosheth that was able to be accepted by David. Not because he was great. Not because he's going to be perfect. But because of the promise with Jonathan. When Jesus was crucified on the cross, he set a covenant with God. God, I will die for these people. I will die for these people's sin. I'll die for these people's problem. I'll die for these people's sickness. I'll die for these people's suffer. So I'll die for all of those. So you, Father God, you have to accept them. Amen.
Amen.
You know, this morning, we didn't talk about it. And Mephibosheth was the lame on both feet. David hate lame and the blind. But still, Mephibosheth can enter the city of David. Even though you weak and lack, it's okay. You know why? Because of Jesus Christ. That's why we call him, he's our Savior. That's why we praise his name. Amen.
Amen.
Today we read about Genesis chapter 27. And I will talk about the Esau and Jacob story. You know, in Korea, we have our church is big. And we have many pastors. I would like to talk about one of our pastors in Korea. When that pastor, when he was young, he didn't go to church that much. But rather, he was very, very bad student. He always caused problems. If something happened, if something bad, some bad things happened,
then 100%
it's him. You know that kind of people in your town, right? One always causes problems. We simply call problem child. I'm afraid my third son's gonna be turned into like that. He's really close now. But I'm praying God that he wouldn't be a problem child. But that pastor, when he was young, he always causes trouble. And he fought.
Anapigana.
He steal.
Anaiba.
And he did all kinds of bad things.
Anafanya mambo yote mabaya.
So every time in his village, every people in his village,
kila mtu katika kijiji chake,
always point the finger at him.
Alikuwa anamtaja na kidole.
Oh, you're such a problem child.
Wewe ni mtu wa kusumbua.
You're such a problem child.
Wewe msumbufu.
Oh, you may cause so much problem.
Unasumbua unaleta shida nyingi.
But he doesn't care.
Lakini hakujali.
But he'd rather be happy.
Alikuwa anafurahia sauti hiyo.
Because he's not good at anything.
Kwa sababu hakuwa na uwezo kufanya lolote lile zuri.
Except causing problems.
Isipokuwa tu kusababisha shida.
But in causing problems, he's the number one.
Kusababisha shida, yeye ni mtu wa kwanza.
So he feel very good.
Alihisi vizuri.
Yeah, at least I'm number one something. So he continually made a problem. And he grew older and older and older. Of course, he's not good at study. So maybe naturally, he joined the gangster. Walk on the street, see the people, give me the money, or I'll hit you. So he take the money from the people, he fought with other people. That's his usual life. Can you imagine that? And then one day, he heard something. His friend came. Hey, you know what? I heard some bank is transferring the money. So, you're so stupid. We need money. And taking money from the people is so small. So let's attack the car. And they must have lots of money. So they set up the plan. Okay, when the car approaches, and you run in front of the car. When the car stops, and then you're staying here, and then you break the door, when the door is open, I go inside. So they practice. And then it was the day. The car is coming. They give the signal.
Are you
ready? Okay.
Sawa, sawa.
So you first.
Uende kwanza.
I'm go second.
Mtafuata.
You ready? Okay.
Ko tayari, sawa.
Don't make a mistake.
Usifanye makosa.
So they made a plan.
Hivyo wakapanga njama.
And the car was approaching.
Gari ikawa linakaribia.
And then the first man ran down to the car.
Mtu wa kwanza akakimbilia gari.
And the car stopped. And then one of the friends came and broke the window, broke the door. Okay, this is a chance, go! So he ran into the car. And inside of the car, there's one man was holding the bag. Oh, that must be the money. So he knocked out the guy. And tried to grab the bag. But that guy's, oh, but wouldn't let go of the bag. So he hit him more. Let go of the bag. I gotta go. But he wouldn't let go of the bag. Come on.
Hey,
he beat him. But he wouldn't let go of the bag. His friend outside, what are you doing? Let's go. We have no time to do no time to stay. Hurry up, cops gonna come. I don't know, he will let go of the bag. Oh, he doesn't know what to do. You know what he did? There was a knife. The guy was holding the bag. No, I cannot let go of the bag. No, this is an expensive one. I cannot. So he stabbed him with the knife. When he stabbed him, and finally he let go. Hey, hurry up, let's go. Why take so long? And then picked up that bag. And he ran away. And they spent all the money in the discotheque. And not too long after, the police found who did it. And then he was arrested. And they put him into trial. And he received 15 years. You know, he's always happy when everybody says, oh, you are the worst one. You're always number one and causing problems. So, he's the baddest guy. That's something he can boast about. Yeah, I'm the baddest man in the world. But think about it. He went to prison. And they opened the door. Everybody in the prison is bad. He wants to be, I'm the most bad one. I want to be the baddest one.
So
everybody is bad. Okay.
Sawa.
I got to find a way so I can be the baddest. What should I do? And while he was in the prison, he realized that the prisoner was very afraid of the guards. Oh, now I know what to do. Okay, let me mess with guards. I'm doing something that everybody afraid of. I'm doing something that everybody's afraid of. And they're going to accept me that I'm the baddest. You know, he worked at the boiler room. And somehow he found a small metal stick. So at night, instead of sleeping, he was grinding metal stick. To make it sharp. You know, it takes so much time. But once I make this, I'm going to be the baddest man in the prison. He was so happy. Hey, who's there? Oh, nothing. And then he started to grind it again. You know, finally, he made it very sharp. So he put it in his pocket. He was walking. And then he found the guard. He found the guard who's the worst at the prisoner. To the prisoner. Okay, he's my target. So he was standing. And then he was approaching him. He said, what are you doing? Nothing. And then he reached out the metal. And then he slowly take off. All of a sudden he put his neck. Don't move. If you move, I'll kill you. What are you doing? Okay.
Sawa.
Now you gotta die.
Sasa utakufa.
I went to the commissioner of the prison.
Nataka ninaenda kwa commissioner wa jela.
I want to talk to him.
Nataka kuongea na yeye.
Guard, don't move.
Yeah, mlinzi usisongee.
If you come to me, I'll kill him.
Chikuja kwangu na kuua.
He caused a big trouble.
Alisababisha shida kubwa.
Big trouble.
Shida kubwa mno.
So every prison was shut down.
Kila mtu wa gereza kashanga.
Every guard was in front of him.
Walinzi wote walikuwa mbele yake.
Okay, if you move a little bit, I'll kill him.
Kama kidogo na kuua.
I'll kill him.
Na kuua.
Don't move.
Usisonge.
I want to talk to the prisoner, the commissioner of prison.
Nataka kuongea na commissioner wa gereza.
Where's the captain? I want to talk to him.
Basi captain yuko wapi? Nataka kuongea na yeye.
It's not that he has some demands.
Si eti kuna jambo fulani anaomba kwake.
He just want to make a problem so he can be the worst guy in the prison.
Anasababisha shida kwa mtu aliye mwovu gerezani.
What a guy, isn't
it? Mtu aina gani huyu?
So somehow,
kwa hivyo kwa nasibu,
he failed.
Alishindwa.
You know, prison guard.
Walinzi wa gereza
came
walikuja
and beat him up.
Wakampiga mno.
You know?
Najua.
3 days later, he woke up.
Siku tatu baadaye ndiye aliamuka.
Because he was beat so much.
Alikuwa amepigwa sana.
And then when he saw the mirror, he was not able to distinguish his face.
Alipoangalia katika basi kuangalia katika kioo kuona uso wake.
But after he was in the little time in the solitary compartment.
Lakini baada ya kukaa mahali fulani,
he went to the regular cell.
Alienda katika gereza ya kawaida.
The doors open.
Mlango kafunguliwa.
He walked like this.
Akawa anatembea namna hivi.
Everybody said, wow.
Kila mtu akasema wow.
You're so amazing.
Wewe ni wa ajabu.
How can you make a hostage out of the guard?
Unaweza kumvamia mlinzi wa gereza namna gani?
Unaona? I'm different from you.
Tofauti mimi na nini?
I'm the number one bad guy here.
Mimi ni mwovu wa kwanza hapa.
You're so happy.
Alikuwa na furaha mno.
Do you see that?
Je, umeona hayo?
I'm different from you.
Mimi tofauti na nini?
But the problem is,
lakini shida ni hii.
He encountered some problem.
Alikutana na shida.
Because he's causing a problem, they decide to transfer him to another prison. In another prison, nobody knows about him. I gotta do it again. I have to show everybody who I am. I have to show everybody.
Lazima nionyeshe kila mtu.
Who's the baddest in the world?
Nani aliye mwovu zaidi ulimwenguni kote?
So every night.
Kila siku.
Can you believe that?
Unaweza kuamini mambo hayo?
So in the second prison,
katika gereza la pili,
he did the same thing.
Akafanya mambo hayo hayo maovu.
Finally he got caught.
Kisha akashikwa.
They beat him up so bad.
Akampiga vibaya.
And a few days later he woke up.
Siku chache baada akaamka.
And then when he started to walk in the prison,
alipoanza kutembea gerezani.
All of the prison, whoa, you're so amazing.
Wajabu wewe.
Whoa, you're great.
Wewe mkuu.
Everybody admired him.
Kila mtu alikuwa anatamani kuwa kama yeye.
He feels so good.
Alihisi vizuri.
Yeah.
Yeye ndio.
But
lakini
there's a problem.
Kuna shida.
Because he's causing a problem.
Sasa ameleta shida hapa.
Then transferred to another prison.
Hamishia katika gereza lingine.
Oh,
hai.
I have to do it again.
Lazima nifanye mabaya tena.
I have to tell them who I am.
Lazima niwaambie niwajulishe mimi ni nani.
You know, he was in the prison for 15 years.
Alikuwa gerezani kwa muda wa miaka 15.
You know how many times he did the hostage situation?
Je, mnajua alifanya hiyo mambo ya kuteka nyara walinzi kiasi mara ngapi?
I cannot remember correctly, but it was either 5 or 6.
Siwezi kukumbuka lakini ilikuwa ni kama mara 5 au 6 hivi.
Now he doesn't have to do it anymore because he did every prison. Finally, they put him in the prison that the worst prisoner can go. And in the prison, he's the worst guy. I feel so good. And do you know how much difficulties I went through?
But
I'm the baddest guy in this prison. And he always played with his friend inside the prison. But one day, there's a rumor around the prison. Hey, did you hear something? Hear what?
Nini?
Oh, you know your new prisoner came here. Okay. But he's crazy. Why? You know what the prisoner says? He says he doesn't have sin. What?
Nini?
He doesn't have sin.
Hana dambi.
And if you don't have sin, what are you doing here?
Kama una dambi basi unafanya nini hapa gerezani?
That's what I'm saying.
Nasema hivyo.
That's why he's a crazy.
Sababu huyu ni wazimu.
So don't talk to him. He's very crazy.
Usinene na yeye ni wazimu.
You know, there was one prisoner who came to the prison.
Kuna mfungwa mmoja aliingia hapo gerezani.
He said,
alisema hivi,
I don't have sin.
Mimi sina dambi.
So everybody thought that he's crazy.
Kila mtu alifikiria kwamba huyo ni wazimu.
But one day,
lakini siku moja,
this guy,
huyu mtu,
one night,
jamaa huyu siku moja,
somehow he could not fall in asleep.
Hakuweza kulala usiku moja.
So he was like, you know, like up and down and up and down.
Wana, hako chini juu, chini tu.
And across the cell,
na kwa seringini kwa mbele yake.
He saw a new guy.
Alikuwa na huyo mtu aliyekuwa mpya gerezani.
Hey, new guy.
Hey, mpya wewe.
Hi, hi, how are you?
Vipi.
Are you the crazy one?
Jendio wazimu nilisikia.
Oh yes, everybody called me I'm crazy.
And yeye kila mtu anasema kwamba mimi ni wazimu.
So you say you don't have sin?
Hivi unasema kwamba huna dhambi?
Yes, I don't have sin.
Ndio mimi sina dhambi.
Are you crazy?
Je, wazimu wewe?
If you don't have sin, what are you doing here?
Kama huna dhambi unafanya nini hapa gerezani?
No, that night,
usiku huo,
somehow he could not sleep.
Hakuweza kupata usingizi.
But between the bar,
lakini hapo katikati,
they were able to have conversation.
Waliweza kuongea kati yao.
But somehow what he's saying is makes sense.
Na alilosema ni kama lina maana.
No, mister.
La, bwana.
I have lots of sin.
Mimi na dhambi nyingi.
That's why I enter prison.
Sasa niliingia ndani ya gereza.
You know, but Jesus Christ,
lakini Yesu Kristo,
he died on the cross 2,000 years ago.
Alikufa msalabani 2,000 iliyopita.
And he bore my sin on the cross. That's why I don't have sin. Because he took everything. Oh, I understand at the same time I don't understand. He take out some books from the bosom. Read this. This will explain you. What is it? You know what's the title of the book? The Secret of Forgiveness of Sin and Being Born Again. Have you ever heard about book? If you come here more than 6 times, they will give you as a present. So make sure you come.
Hakika uje hapa.
Okay?
Sawa.
And then this man,
sasa huyu mtu,
what is this?
Basi hiki kitabu ni gani?
And he started to read books.
Akaanza kusoma kitabu hicho.
Ha, it's so funny.
Ha, kitabu kinachekesha.
He is turning the chapter one by one.
Akasoma sura baada ya nyingine.
All night long he read the book.
Usiku kucha akasoma kitabu hicho.
And by the time he finished the book,
baada ya kumaliza kusoma kitabu hicho,
oh my God.
Mungu wangu.
Oh my God.
Mungu wangu.
I don't have sin.
Sina dhambi.
I don't have sin.
Sina dhambi.
I don't have sin.
Sina dambi.
I don't have sin.
Sina dambi.
He was so happy.
Alikuwa na furaha.
So he took the book.
Akachukua kitabu.
And the next morning,
asubuhi iliyofuata,
he went to his friend.
Akaenda kumwendea rafiki yake.
Hey, you know what?
Unajua nini?
What's going on?
Mambo gani yanaendelea hapa?
Are you gonna have another hostage?
Je, kuna unataka kumteka nyara mtu mwingine?
No.
La, sivyo.
You know what?
Unajua nini?
No sin.
Sina dambi.
His friend,
rafiki yake,
could not understand.
Hakuweza kuelewa pia.
What?
Nini?
You don't have sin.
Wewe una dambi?
Remember, you are the baddest one in this prison.
Kama ndio mtu aliye mwovu zaidi gerezani
huko. Yes.
Ndio nasema ukweli.
But
lakini
I don't have sin.
Sina dambi.
Maybe you did the too much hostage situation.
Labda uliteka nyara watu wengi.
You're beaten by the guard too much. That's why. Umepigwa
walinzi sana ndio sababu.
Your head is not normal.
Kichwa chako si cha kawaida.
No, I'm normal.
Lala, sivyo mimi ni kwa akili timamu.
But I have no sin.
Lakini sina dhambi.
His friend told him.
Rafiki yake akamwambia.
Did you talk to that crazy guy?
Je, uliongea na yule mtu wazimu?
Yes.
Ndio.
I talked to him.
Niliongea na yeye.
That's why.
Hindi yo sababu.
Calm down.
Ebu tulia. Calm down. Tulia, tulia.
Take a rest.
Ebu pumzika.
It will come back, okay?
Utarudia katika akili yako timamu.
Now your body, your mind has some problem.
Sasa akili yako ina shida, si
timamu. That's why I told you not to talk to him.
Sasa nilikwambia usiongee na yeye.
No, it's not like that.
La, sivyo.
I'm no sin.
Sina dhambi.
None of his friends would believe it.
Hamna miongo hata mtu mmoja rafiki yake alimwamini.
None of his friends would believe
it.
He opened the Bible.
Alifungua Biblia.
Hey, look at this Bible.
Hebu angalia hii Biblia.
Hey. Are you holding Bible right now?
Je, unashikilia Biblia au la?
Yes, yes, Bible.
Hii ndio hii ni Biblia.
That means you are crazy.
Inamaanisha kwamba wewe ni wazimu.
Cuz you are the baddest prisoner.
Unless
you're crazy, you don't hold the Bible.
Usipokuwa wazimu hutaishikilia Biblia.
You know, really interesting thing is.
Kweli jambo la kushangaza ni hili.
Nobody want to listen to him.
Hakuna yeyote alitaka kumsikiliza.
But because he found this truth,
lakini kwa sababu alikuwa ametambua ukweli.
He wanted to tell everybody.
Alitaka kumwambia kila mtu.
Yeah, I used to have a lot of sin.
Naam, nilikuwa na dhambi nyingi.
But now I don't have it.
Lakini sasa sina dhambi.
Please listen to me.
Tafadhali nisikilize.
Oh, you're crazy.
Hey, wewe wazimu, wazimu wewe.
I don't want to be crazy like you.
Sitaki kuwa mzimu kama wewe.
You know what this guy did?
Unajua huyu jamaa alifanya namna gani?
You know what this guy did?
Unajua huyu jamaa alifanya namna gani?
Do you know here?
Unajua unataka kusikia?
Very interesting.
Jambo la kushangaza.
From then on,
kuanzia wakati huo,
every morning,
kila asubuhi,
he hold the Bible.
Anashikilia Biblia.
Nobody wants to hear him.
Hakuna yeyote anataka kumsikiliza.
So he went to the one of the wall.
Akaendea chumba kimoja.
You know the gray wall in the prison.
Ukuta mkubwa hapo gerezani.
And he started to talk to the wall.
Akaanza kuongea na ukuta.
Hey wall, good morning.
Ukuta asubuhi, anafanya asubuhi. Vipi wewe?
Today I'm going to read Genesis chapter 27. Okay, today verse is long, so I'm only going to read
Leo by myself.
Okay, remember yesterday I talked about Mephibosheth, right? And he was started talking to the wall. And all of his friends, do you see that? Completely crazy.
Yeye wazimu kabisa.
He's talking to the wall now.
Anaongea na ukuta sasa.
The next morning he came to the wall.
Asubuhi iliyofuata akaja kwa ukuta.
And he kept talking to the wall.
Akazidi kunena na ukuta.
And after one day later.
Siku moja baadaye.
5 days later.
Siku tano baadaye.
1 week later.
Wiki moja baadaye.
2 weeks later.
Wiki mbili baadaye.
He kept talking to the wall.
Alizidi kuongea na ukuta.
And the friend
na rafiki yake
started to curious
akaanza kuwa na hamu ya kujua
what is he saying to the wall.
Yeye anaongea na ukuta kitu gani?
No, I'm curious.
Sasa tunataka tujue
what is he saying to the wall.
Ni kitu gani anaonena na ukuta?
You know, so one day,
siku moja,
while he was preaching to the wall,
alipokuwa anahubiria ukuta,
he hears something.
Alisikia kitu fulani.
So he turned around.
Alipozunguka,
about 15 people was listening to him. So he was preaching. And then he turned around.
Akageuka.
And then he preached the gospel to the prison. Amen.
Amen.
You know, by the time
wakati huo,
when he released from the prisoner,
alipoachiliwa kutokana na gereza,
he preached the gospel to so many people.
Alikuwa amehubiri tayari watu wengi.
So every cell there is a Christian.
Katika kila cell kulikuwa na Mkristo.
Amazing.
Jambo la ajabu.
Isn't it?
Sivyo.
You know, he's a dirtiest sinner.
Yani mwenye dhambi mwovu zaidi.
He's the most bad sinner.
Ni mtu mwovu zaidi ya wote.
But one day he found out.
Lakini siku moja akatambua.
That his sin was taken care of by Jesus Christ.
Kwamba dhambi zake Yesu alishughulikia.
While he was reading the book,
alipokuwa anasoma kitabu hicho,
he feels as if Jesus was talking to him.
Aliona kana kwamba Yesu ananena na yeye.
Hey you,
wewe,
I cleanse your sin.
Nimekusafisha dhambi zako.
You know what he did?
Unajua alifanya namna gani?
Many people like this.
Watu wengi,
oh no, I'm not. I'm so much sin. How can I be clean?
La, mimi naanza kusafishwa namna gani na dhambi nyingi?
Oh no, I commit sin, so I cannot be clean.
Natenda dhambi siwezi.
Even though Jesus speaking through us, the Bible, many people refuse to accept the word of Jesus Christ.
But
this man, even though he's a murderer, even though he's a prisoner, and even though he's the worst guy in the prison, and even though there's nothing that he did well in his life, that day, He accepted the word of Jesus. You know, change
start.
You know where the change starts? Change starts where you accept the word of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Even though you want change, if you don't accept the word of Jesus Christ, you cannot experience any change in your life.
So
you want change? Do you want salvation? Do you want blessings? Do you want to be healed from disease? Do you know what you have to do? You have to accept the word of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, this man, really bad person. He's like a human garbage almost. But that night, when he was reading the word of Jesus, he accepted
it.
Jesus says,
yes, anasema,
I clean your sin.
Nimesafisha dhambi zako.
You speak through the Bible.
Ananena kupitia Biblia.
Your sins and your iniquities, I will remember no more.
Dhambi zako na maovu yako sitakumbuka tena kabisa.
Even though he was a dirty sinner. Even though his heart was filled with sin. You know what he did? Yes, Lord.
Nam.
You're right. When you say, forgiven. Forgiven. He just accepted it, the word of Jesus. From then on, you know what happened? He was changed completely. He used to say bad things. He used to do bad things. He always conspired. From then on, with his mouth, he wouldn't say dirty things no more. Every time he opened his mouth, you know what comes out? Jesus Christ.
Yesu Kristo.
Holy Spirit.
Roho Mtakatifu.
Gospel.
Injili.
Salvation.
Uokovu.
Word of God.
Neno la Mungu.
Amen.
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 You know, no matter what kind of image you have, it doesn't matter who you are, right now,
sasa hivi,
today,
leo leo,
if you accept the word of Jesus Christ, you will change.
Unabadilika.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, when I'm saying this,
naposema mambo haya,
I'm sure many of you are thinking,
nasikia, watu wengi mnafikira namna hivi,
no, even though I accept your word, I'm
not going to
change.
That's not
accepting.
Yo, Saudi, uko, siku kubari.
Is that right? Everybody open your hearts. Believe it. If you accept the word, you're going to change.
Unabadilika.
That man, nobody fellowshiped him that much. But one time, he just accepted the word of Jesus Christ. That completely changed his life. He preached the gospel. Every single cell, there's a born again Christian. And then finally he discharged from the prison. You know what he did? He came to missionary school. If I can, I want to preach the gospel rest of my life. So he was trained. Now he's a pastor. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Wanasifiwe.
I want you to accept the word of Jesus Christ. Let me explain you a little bit more. With the Bible, Genesis chapter 27. You know, there's Abraham.
Ibrahimu.
Like we've been talking about Abraham.
Ibrahimu.
God separated Abraham from his family. Right?
Sivyo.
And then God
na Mungu
established new will in front of Abraham.
Akaweka mapenzi mapya mbele ya Ibrahimu huyu.
Okay, from your descendants,
kutokana na uzao wako,
the Savior, the Messiah will be born.
Mwokozi Mesia atazaliwa.
So when before Abraham died,
kabla Ibrahim hajakufa,
he gave his blessing to Isaac.
Alipatiana baraka zake kwa Isaka.
And now Isaac is very old.
Isaka sasa yeye ni mzee.
And he knows that soon he's gonna die.
Anajua kwamba hivi karibuni atafariki.
So he wants to pass on his blessing to one of his sons.
Baraka zake kwa mmoja wapo wana wake.
He's been thinking for a long time.
Alikuwa anafikiria kwa muda mrefu.
But because Esau, he's the older one.
Lakini kwa sababu Esau ndio mzaliwa wa kwanza.
And he liked Esau more.
Na nampenda huyu Esau zaidi.
And he also liked the meat that Esau always brings.
Anapenda pia nyama mawindo ambayo Esau anamletea.
So Isaac decided himself.
Isaka aliamua yeye mwenyewe.
That he's gonna bless Esau.
Ya kwamba atambariki Esau.
Hey Esau.
Hey Esau.
Yes father.
Ndio baba.
And you know.
Unajua.
I'm gonna die.
Hivi karibuni nitaaga.
And then before I die,
kabla sijakufa,
I want to pass the blessing to you.
Nataka nikupatie baraka.
The blessing that my father received from God.
Zile baraka ambazo babangu alizipokea kwa Mungu.
Oh really?
Oh kweli.
Oh that's good news.
Habari njema hiyo.
Before I give blessing you, kabla bless you.
Kupatia baraka.
You have to go.
Lazima uende.
Hunt deer.
Nyikani na uwinde.
And bring very delicious deer meat.
Na ulete nyama tamu.
That I will eat.
Nitakula.
You. Dad,
Baba,
no problem.
Hamna shida.
I'll go right now.
Nitaenda mara moja.
So Esau went.
Hivyo Esau kaenda.
But their conversation,
lakini katika kuongea kwao,
was heard by Rebecca.
Yeah, Rebecca aliwasikia.
No.
La.
Jacob must receive blessing.
Yakobo lazima azipokee baraka hizi.
Jacob, come here.
Yakobo kuja hapa.
Yeah, mother, what's going on?
Hey, mama ni mambo gani?
Jacob,
Yakobo,
I heard your father and your brother having conversation.
Nimesikia kwamba babako na ndugu huyo waliongea.
Your father says he's gonna bless your brother.
Baba alisema kwamba nitakumbariki ndugu huyo.
No.
La.
You have to receive the blessing.
Lazima upokee hizi baraka.
Mom, that's not possible.
Yeah, mama, haiwezekani.
How can I receive blessing?
Naweza kupokea baraka namna gani?
Don't worry about it.
Usiwe na wasiwasi.
I have a plan.
Nina mpango.
You know?
Unajua?
When you read Bible,
Biblia,
it is very important to find out yourself from the Bible.
Ni muhimu kwako kujitambua mwenyewe ndani ya hii Biblia.
How can you relate yourself to the Bible?
Unajihusisha namna gani na hii Biblia wewe?
First, you have to find your image from the Bible.
Kwanza lazima upate sura yako ndani ya hii Biblia.
Today, this story,
siku ya leo hii hadithi,
this Jacob represents all of you.
Hii Yakobo anamwakilisha kila mtu mmoja wenu.
I'll explain you why.
Nitawaelezea ni kwa nini.
Because,
kwa sababu,
Jacob,
Yakobo
born as a second son.
Alikuwa amezaliwa kama mzaliwa wa pili.
Usually father gives the inheritance and blessing to the first son.
Kawaida baba anapatia urithi wake na baraka kwa mzaliwa wake wa kwanza.
So from the birth,
kuanzia kuzaliwa kwake,
Jacob is away from the blessings.
Yakobo ni mtu ambaye ametengwa na baraka.
How about you?
Na wewe je?
You're same.
Sisi wote tuko sawa.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Because when you're born, you're born with sin inside your heart. Is that correct?
Any,
is there anyone who teach you how to lie? Is there anyone who teach you how to hate other people? No. But you know how to do it, right? Yeah? Just know how to do it or just know.
Unajua kufanya hivyo ama hujui?
No, very good at it.
Unajua vizuri zaidi.
Nobody teaches you.
Hakuna mtu anakufunza
to hate somebody.
Kuwachukia watu wengine.
But even little kids,
lakini hata mtoto mdogo,
they fight.
Wanapigana.
They lie.
Wanadanganya.
You know, when I was young,
wakati nilikuwa mtoto mdogo,
I went to store.
Nilienda katika duka fulani.
I stole little sausage.
Nikaiba sausage ndogo.
And then I was eating.
Nilikuwa nakula sausage hiyo.
And my mother saw me.
Mamangu akaniona.
Where did you get the sausage?
Eh, ulipata sausage wapi?
Oh, this sausage.
This sausage.
My friend gave it to me.
Rafiki wangu amenipea.
Automatically.
Mara moja nikamdanganya.
I was very surprised.
Nilishangaa kabisa.
Oh, your friend gave to you.
Oh, rafiki yako amekupea.
Oh yes, my friend. My friend has lots of sausages.
Rafiki yangu amenipatia hii sausage unaona hapa.
So, what's your friend's name?
Kwa hivyo rafiki yako anaitwa nani?
Oh, Sam is my friend.
Oh, Sam ndio rafiki yangu.
Oh, Sam. Oh, okay.
Sam, sawa.
So my mother said, "Oh, let's go to Sam's house."
Mama akasema kwa nyumba yake.
Because Sam is not exist.
Kwa hiyo Sam hayuko haishi.
I have no friend whose name is Sam.
Sikuwa na rafiki anaitwa Sam.
So I said to my mom.
Hivyo nikamwambia mom.
Oh, Sam is not home right now.
Ah, Sam hayuko nyumbani sasa.
Oh, he went to his friend's house.
Yenda kwa rafiki yake.
Friend who?
Rafiki yake nani?
Oh, the other guy.
Mwenzake fulani.
My mom said, "Let's go to that house."
Mama akaenda kwa nyumba hiyo.
Oh, the house been far.
Hayo nyumba iko mbali.
My mom said, "Let's take taxi."
Mama akasema tuchukue taxi.
You know,
mnajua.
I couldn't lie anymore.
Singeweza kuendelea ku.
If I'm growing up like this, I can't lie like blah 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 everything. But
ikiwa mkubwa naweza kudanganya hivi hivi, lakini
at the time I was only 6 years old.
Wakati nilikuwa na miaka 6 tu peke yake.
So I couldn't go on anymore.
Sikuweza kuendelea kusema uongo.
So my mom found out.
Hivyo mama katambua.
And I got a big trouble.
Na nikapata shida kubwa.
But thank God I'm still alive, right?
Yeah, basi.
You know, nobody teach you.
Hakuna mtu anakufunza
how to lie.
Jinsi ya kusema uongo.
Nobody teach you how to steal.
Hakuna mtu anakufunza jinsi ya kuiba.
But because of sin, you born with it.
Kwa sababu ya dhambi unafanya mambo hayo.
Is it correct?
Je, ni ukweli?
Right?
Kwa ni ukweli.
So like the Jacob,
kama Yakobo,
as you born,
ulipozaliwa,
you are already cursed.
Ulikuwa tayari umelaniwa.
Even though you didn't commit sin.
Ingawa hukuwa umetenda dhambi bado.
Because you born with the sin.
Kwa sababu ulizaliwa na dhambi tayari.
It's not sin comes to your heart.
Kiti dhambi ilikuja ndani ya moyo wako.
But when you born, you ulipozaliwa. Born with the sin.
Ulizaliwa tayari ukiwa na dhambi ndani ya moyo wako.
Because of the sin, you already received the curse.
Kwa sababu ya dhambi ulikuwa umepokea laana tayari.
That's the common thing between you and Jacob.
Hilo ni jambo sawa kati yako na Yakobo.
And the father already decided to bless the Isaac.
Na baba alikuwa ameamua tayari kumbariki Esau.
Because we are so sinful in our hearts.
Kwa sababu sisi ni wenye dhambi moyoni mwetu.
God's not gonna bless us.
Ni sawa Mungu hata tubariki.
That's the similarity.
Huo ni usawa tuko na yeye.
The Bible is telling us.
Lakini maandiko yanatuambia hivi.
You are the Jacob.
Wewe ni Yakobo.
Because from the birth.
Kwa sababu kuanzia kuzaliwa kwako.
You are away from God.
Umetengwa na Mungu.
You are enemy with God.
Wewe ni adui wa Mungu.
And there's no way that you can receive blessings.
Hakuna jinsi unaweza kuzipokea baraka zake.
For everyone.
Lakini wapendwa.
I'm very thankful.
Na ninashukuru.
Why?
Kwa nini?
Because when you read Genesis chapter 27,
unaposoma Mwanzo mlango 27,
somehow this Jacob,
huyu Yakobo kwa nasibu,
received the blessings.
Alizipokea baraka.
How?
Vipi?
You know one thing that you have to know.
Jambo moja unastahili kujua.
That's one other similarity that between you and Jacob.
Na ni usawa mmoja kati yako na Yakobo.
Jacob cannot receive blessing by himself.
Yakobo hawezi kupokea baraka kivyake yeye mwenyewe.
Amen.
Amen.
Jacob would never receive blessing.
Yakobo hawezi kupokea baraka kamwe.
If he was by himself.
Kama ingalikuwa kivyake tu yeye mwenyewe.
He needs somebody.
Anahitaji mtu mwingine
to prepare for Jacob to receive blessing.
Andaye ili Yakobo azipokee baraka.
Is that correct?
Je, ni ukweli?
Who is that?
Huyo ni nani?
That's mom.
Huyo ni mamake.
Rebecca. Right?
Sivyo?
What about you?
Na ni wewe je?
Can you take care of sin by yourself?
Unaweza kutatua shida ya dhambi wewe mwenyewe?
No.
La huwezi.
Like Jacob needed Rebecca.
Kama vile Yakobo alimhitaji Rebecca.
You need who?
Na wewe unahitaji nani?
Jesus.
Unahitaji Yesu.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, you all need Jesus,
na,
right?
Na mimi nyote mnahitaji Yesu.
So mother said.
Hivyo mama kamwambia.
No.
La.
You have to receive blessing.
Lazima uzipokee baraka.
Okay, bring the goats.
Hebu kalete mbuzi wawili.
Mom, don't do this.
Usifanye mambo haya.
Mom, look at my arm. I have no hair.
Angalia mikono yangu sina nywele, sina malaika.
If my father feels me.
Baba kinipapasa.
Then I will receive curse.
Nitapokea laana.
You know what mother said?
Unajua mama alimwambia namna gani?
Don't worry about it.
Usiwe na wasiwasi kuhusu jambo hilo.
Bring the curse to me.
Ulete laana yako juu yangu.
Who took the curse for us?
Nani alichukua laana zetu?
Who is it?
Nani huyo?
Jesus Christ.
Yesu Kristo.
So this Jacob represents us.
Huyu Yakobo anatuwakilisha sisi.
And the Rebecca represents Jesus.
Na Rebecca anamwakilisha Yesu.
Right?
Sivyo?
And the mother prepare very delicious.
Na mama aliandaa chakula kitamu.
Right?
Sibyo.
And then mother said, okay.
Mama kasema sawa.
Your brother,
ndugu yako,
he always go outside and hunt.
Kila wakati anaenda nje kwa ajili ya kuwinda.
So he smells different from you.
Ana yeye ana harufu tofauti na wewe.
So mother brought the brother's clothes.
Baba kaleta mavazi ya ndugu yake mkubwa.
And give to the Jacob.
Akambarisha Yakobo.
And mother prepared the savory meat.
Ya mama kaandaa chakula kitamu.
And then they killed the goat.
Wakaua wana mbuzi hawa.
And the sheep put the goat's hair in Jacob's hair.
Okay,
let's read Genesis chapter
27.
Let's read verse
14.
Okay, I read.
Nitasoma.
Okay. Genesis chapter 27, verse
14.
And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made a savory meal such as his father loved. Okay, Rebecca did three things for the Jacob. Okay, first, she made a savory meal. Right? And gave to the Jacob's hand.
Akampatia Yakobo.
And the 15,
mstari wa 15,
Rebecca took goodly raiment of her eldest son, Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son.
Kisha Rebecca katwa mavazi mazuri ya Esau, mwanawe mkubwa, aliyokuwa nayo nyumbani, akamuvika Yakobo mwanawe mdogo.
Okay, everyone listen. The first, mother prepared food.
Kwanza mama aliandaa chakula.
Okay, second, mother put the Jacob or Esau clothes, right?
Ya, la pili mama anabarisha Yakobo mavazi ya Esau.
And the third,
na jambo la tatu,
verse 16. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hand and upon the smooth of his neck.
He
took the goat's skin
and
put the head and the neck.
Okay, so
even though I cannot show you, you can imagine. There's a Jacob. Mother put the hairs on hand and necks.
Mama muweka manyoya ya mbuzi mikononi mwake na kwa shingo lake.
Right, and he's wearing the Esau's clothes.
Na anavaa mavazi ya Esau.
And mother put the plate, the savory meat plate on his head.
Mama muweka sahani ya chakula kitamu mikononi mwake.
Okay, so everyone, imagine in your head.
Hebu fikira kila mtu katika akili zako.
Jacob is wearing the clothes.
Yakobo anavaa mavazi.
Put the hairs all over his hand and
neck. Manyoya kila mahali kwa mikono yake na shingo lake.
And he's holding the savory meat plate.
Anashikilia hiki chakula mkononi mwake.
Mother said, go.
Mama anamwambia nenda.
Go to father.
Nenda kwa baba.
Mom. Just go.
Enda.
Just go.
Enda tu.
So Jacob.
Yakobo.
Went.
Akaenda.
And he knocked the door.
Akabisha mlango.
Knock, knock, knock.
Knock, knock, knock.
Who is it?
Nani huyo?
Mom, I cannot.
Mama, siwezi.
Just do it.
Ebu jaribu.
Do it right now.
Fanya hivyo.
So let's read.
Ebu tusome.
Okay?
Tusome, sawa.
Okay, verse Genesis chapter 27.
Mwanzo 27.
If you read from verse 18,
ukisoma kuanzia mstari wa 18,
it says, and he came unto his father,
akaja kwa baba yake,
and said, my father, and he said, here am I, who art thou my son?
Akasema babangu akamwambia mimi hapa, u nani wewe mwanangu?
So he came to his father.
Amekuja kwa babake.
Hey father.
Baba.
Oh, who are you?
Hey, wewe ni nani?
Who are you my son?
Wewe ni nani mwanangu?
So father asked.
Baba aliuliza.
Okay.
Sawa.
And then verse 19.
Na mstari wa 19.
And Jacob said unto his father.
Yakobo akamwambia babaye.
I am Esau thy firstborn. I have done according as thou bidest me.
Ni Esau mzaliwa wako wa kwanza. Nimefanya kama ulivyoniambia.
Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat on my venison, and thy soul may bless.
Ondoka tafadhali ukae kitako ule mawindo yangu ili roho yako inibariki.
Okay, let's go back.
Hebu turudie nyuma.
Mother put the food.
Mama mpatia chakula.
Clothes.
Amemvalisha mavazi.
And then the hair on the skin and neck. Right?
Sivyo.
And then mother told him to go.
Na baba kamwambia ende.
My father.
Baba.
Okay, who are you?
Wewe ni nani?
What did he say?
Alisema namna gani?
What did Jacob say?
Yakobo alisema namna gani?
I'm your first son,
Esau.
I did everything according to you, bidest me.
Nimefanya kila kitu kama ulivyoniamuru.
Okay, come inside.
Ebu ingia ndani.
Father was not sure.
Baba kwa na hakika.
Because even though you made a thick voice,
God, you made tingi na sauti kubwa.
It's kind of different.
Ni tofauti ya sauti.
Come here.
Ebu kuja hapa.
Let me feel you if you're really Jacob.
Ebu ni kupapasa njio kwamba wewe ni Esau au Yakobo.
Wa Esau.
Ama Esau.
Oh. Lots of hair.
Manyoya mengi.
Oh, lots of hair.
Oh, manyoya mengi.
Oh, you must be my son Esau.
Wewe lazima kuwa mwanangu Esau.
Right?
Sivyo?
And then he blessed him.
Baadaye akambariki.
You know, tonight,
unajua sioni leo.
Do you know what I want to tell you?
Unajua nataka kuambia namna gani?
This is very important in your spiritual life.
Jambo hili ni la maana kabisa katika maisha yako ya rohoni.
Okay. Is this person Esau or Jacob?
Je, huyu ni Esau au ni Yakobo?
Jacob, right?
Yakobo, sivyo?
But when Father says, "Who are you?"
Lakini wakati baba nimuuliza wewe ni nani?
What did he say?
Alisema namna gani?
Oh, I'm just son Esau.
Wewe mtoto wa kwanza Esau.
You know?
Mnajua?
Many people says.
Watu wanasema namna hivi.
Jacob is great deceiver.
Yakobo ni mdanganyifu mkubwa.
No, that's not true.
La, huo si ukweli.
I don't agree with that.
Sikubaliani na hao.
You know why?
Mnajua ni kwa nini?
It's not that Jacob lied.
Si eti Yakobo ni mdanganyifu.
Yeah, of course, outside he didn't say he's a Jacob, he said Esau.
Naam,
so he seems like it's a lie.
Naam, injili hakusema kwamba ni Yakobo, alisema kwamba ni Esau, ni kana kwamba ni mdanganyifu.
But when you look at the spiritually,
lakini unapoangalia jambo kiroho.
Think about it.
Hebu fikiria jambo hili.
Mother prepare everything for
Mama
him.
Mama amemwandalia kila kitu.
So he can receive blessings.
Ili apokee baraka.
Mother put the skin, put the clothes, and put the savory meat.
Mama ameweka ngozi, ameweka mavazi, amempatia chakula kila
but
kitu.
But if Jacob went in front of father.
Lakini wakati Yakobo alienda mbele ya babake.
And if Jacob says,
kama Yakobo akisema hivi.
Father, who are you?
Wewe ni nani?
Father says, who are you?
Baba kiuliza wewe ni nani?
Actually,
hakika.
I'm your son Jacob.
Mimi mwanao Yakobo.
What happened?
Basi itakuwaje?
Come inside.
Ingia ndani.
I will curse you.
Itakulaani.
Right?
Sivyo.
Only curse will remain.
Laana tu ndio itabaki kwake.
No matter how much mother did for Jacob.
Haijalishi mama amemwandalia Yakobo kiasi gani.
If he says Jacob says I'm Jacob, then he will be cursed.
Yakobo akisema kwamba yeye ni Yakobo atalaaniwa.
Is that right?
Je, huo ni ukweli?
Then do you have to lie?
Je, ni lazima useme uongo?
No, listen to me.
Hebu nisikilize kwa makini.
It's not Jacob lied.
Sieti Yakobo alisema uongo.
But Jacob believed.
Yakobo aliamini.
What the mother had done for him.
Maandalizi ya mamake.
Amen.
Amen.
He believed that.
Aliamini ya kwamba.
What his mother had done for him.
Ya kwamba kazi mamake alimfanyia ni ya ukweli.
Oh, my mother did perfectly.
Mama alifanya kazi kamilifu kwangu.
So I can stand in front of my father boldly.
Ili nisimame mbele ya babangu na ujasiri.
And receive blessing.
Nisipokee baraka.
He believed it.
Aliamini.
His mother did everything for me.
Kwamba baba alimfanyia kila kitu.
Oh, my mother did everything.
Mama alifanyia kila jambo.
My mother did so perfect.
Mama angalifanya kazi kamilifu.
I lack nothing.
Sipungukiwi na chochote kile.
To stand in front of my father and be blessed.
Kusimama mbele ya babangu na nibarikiwe.
He believed what mother did for him.
Aliamini kazi ya mamake kwake.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Ndio.
I have Jacob party.
Mimi na mwili wa Yakobo.
But my mom did perfectly.
Lakini mama alifanya kazi kamilifu.
My mom did everything that my father command.
Mama alifanya kila kitu ambacho baba aliamuru.
My mother did everything.
Mama alifanya kila jambo.
That my father required.
Ambacho baba naitisha.
And she put everything on me.
Na amenibariki kila kitu.
So I lack nothing.
Kwa hivyo sipungukiwi na chochote kile.
Because my mom did everything perfectly.
Sasa mama alifanya kila kitu kamilifu.
He believed it.
Aliamini ukweli huo.
Amen.
Amen.
He knows he's not Esau.
Alinajua kwamba yeye si Esau.
He knows he's Jacob.
Alinajua kwamba yeye ni Yakobo.
Right?
Sivyo.
But
lakini
he believed.
Aliamini
what his mother had done for him.
Kazi ambayo mama alimtendea.
Amen.
Amen.
You know why is this very important?
Unajua ni kwa nini jambo lina maana kabisa?
This is really important.
Jambo lina maana kabisa.
Do you know why?
Unajua ni kwa nini?
Because
kwa sababu
not same as the mother.
Si sawa na mama.
Jesus did everything for you.
Sawa na mama Yesu alikufanyia kila kitu.
Jesus did so perfectly to you.
Yesu alikufanyia kazi kamilifu.
Jesus did everything.
Yesu alikufanyia kila jambo.
For you lack nothing even though you stand in front of Father God.
Usipungukiwa na chochote unaposimama mbele ya Mungu Baba.
Do you believe that?
Je, mnaamini huo kweli?
Say amen.
Sema amen.
Yeah.
Ndio.
You know 2000 years ago.
Miaka 2000 iliyopita.
Jesus did everything for you.
Yes, alikufanyia kila kitu.
Yes, you're a sinner.
Ulikuwa mwenye dhambi ndio.
You born with sin.
Ulifanya dhambi kila wakati.
You tried hard to not to commit sin.
Unajaribu kuabudu usitende dhambi.
But sometimes you cannot help it.
Lakini wakati mwingine huna budi la tunatenda dhambi.
Sometimes when you have hatred.
Wakati mwingine una chuki.
You cannot overcome it.
Huwezi kushinda chuki hiyo.
Sometimes you have lust.
Wakati mwingine una tamaa.
You cannot overcome it.
Huwezi kushinda tamaa hiyo.
Sometimes you have like all different kind of sinful hearts.
Wakati mwingine una moyo wa dhambi.
There's no strength that you can overcome.
Huna nguvu za kushinda mambo hayo.
And that's your image.
Hiyo ndio sura yako ya ukweli.
With that image, you cannot receive blessings.
Kwa sura kama hiyo usikazipokea baraka.
Right?
Sivyo.
But Jesus Christ came.
Lakini Yesu alikuja.
Like the mother did to his adult Jacob.
Kama vile mama alimfanyia Yakobo.
You need righteousness.
Unahitaji haki ya Mungu.
You need to be washed.
Unahitaji kuoshwa.
You need
unahitaji
sanctification.
Kutakaswa.
Crossed on the cross.
Yesu Kristo alisulubiwa msalabani.
He gave everything to you.
Alikupatia kila kitu.
Hey, Jacob.
Ni Yakobo.
Even though this goat meat.
Ingawaje ni nyama ya mbuzi.
But it tastes like a deer meat.
Lakini naonja kama nyama ya swala.
This is my specialty.
Hii ni ujuzi wangu.
Your father will love it.
Baba tapenda chakula hiki.
Here you go.
Hivyo chukua chakula yenu.
Jacob, this is your brother's clothes.
Yakobo hizi haya mavazi ya ndugu yao.
I know your father is very sensitive at smelling.
Najua kwamba babaka ananusa vizuri.
So he's gonna look for smell of your brother.
Atanusa harufu ya ndugu yao.
So wear this.
Vaa mavazi haya.
And your father
na babako
has very he has a lot of doubts.
Ana shaka kwa wingi.
So he's gonna for sure he's gonna touch you.
Hakika atakupapasa.
So I'm gonna put the hair on your head.
Nina weka manyoya kwa mikono yako yote.
And your neck.
Na katika shingo lako.
Okay.
Sawa?
Now.
Mom.
You're done.
Sasa umekamilika.
Go.
Nenda.
You can go.
Unaweza kwenda.
And the son went.
Na mwana kaenda.
Father says, who are you?
Baba kasema, wewe ni nani?
I'm your son Esau.
Mimi mwanao wa kwanza Esau.
Come inside.
Hebu ingia ndani.
He ate the food.
Akala chakula.
He touched it.
Akamgusa.
And he smelled it.
Akamnusa.
Oh, you my son Esau.
Wewe ni mwanangu Esau.
Come here, I will bless you.
Kuja hapa nikubariki.
That's how Jacob received blessing.
Jinsi hivyo ndivyo Yakobo alipokea baraka.
What about Jesus?
Na Yesu je?
Did Jesus do anything for you?
Yes, alikufanyia jambo lolote lile?
Of course.
Naam.
Right?
Sivyo.
Yeah. You need righteousness.
Unahitaji haki.
So Jesus gave the righteousness to you.
Kwa hivyo alikupatia haki.
You need holiness.
Unahitaji utakatifu.
So Jesus gave the holiness to you.
Yes, alikupatia utakatifu.
Oh, you need to be washed.
Unahitaji kuoshwa.
So Jesus washed us with his blood.
Yes, alituosha kwa damu yake.
Wimana.
Wimana.
I did everything for you.
Nilikufanyia kila kitu.
Can you go before God?
Je, unaweza kwenda mbele ya Mungu?
Oh no, but I'm still sinner.
Ah, la bado mimi mwenye dhambi.
I commit lots of sins.
Nimetenda dhambi kwa wingi.
Imana, listen to me.
Uimana nisikilize.
I died on the cross.
Nilikufa msalabani.
For you.
Kwa ajili yako.
I shed my blood.
Nilimwaga damu yangu.
And with my blood I washed you.
Na kwa damu yangu nilikuosha.
From beginning to the end.
Kuanzia mwanzo hadi mwisho wa maisha yako. Je, unaelewa?
I did everything.
Nimekufanyia kila kitu.
So go to Father. Oh, but I've lost the heart.
Oh, nina moyo wa tamaa.
Oh, I'm scared.
Ninaogopa.
What if I receive curse?
Itakuwaje nikipokea laana?
Don't worry about curse.
Usiwe na wasiwasi kuhusu laana.
Put every curse on me.
Laana yako yote itakuwa juu yangu.
Just go to the Father.
Enda tu kwa Baba.
Go, Wimana.
Enda, Wimana.
Go, Wimana.
Enda.
So Jesus pushed him.
Hivyo Yesu akamsukuma kaenda.
Father.
Baba.
God is asking. Who are you?
Mungu anauliza wewe ni nani?
Who are you?
Wewe ni nani?
Are you sinner or are you righteous?
Jewe ni mwenye dhambi au mwenye haki?
If you're a sinner, you go to hell.
Kama
if you're righteous,
unaenda jehanamu.
You go to heaven.
Kama mwenye haki unaenda mbinguni.
Are you sinner or are you righteous?
Jewe ni mwenye dhambi au mwenye haki?
Some people,
watu wengine,
kaso scary.
Naogopa.
Oh God,
Mungu,
I'm sorry I come and see.
Samani tenda dhambi.
Okay.
Okay, sawa.
Have a nice trip to heaven.
Yeah,
no. Have a nice trip to hell.
Bas, enda tu mara moja jehanamu.
Right?
Sivyo.
Do you understand?
Je, mnaelewa?
I'm not telling you to tell lies.
Siwaambi mseme uongo.
That's not what I want to tell you.
Sitaki kuambia mambo hayo.
I want to tell you.
Nataka nikwambie.
Look what Jesus had done.
Tazama ni kazi gani Yesu alikutendea.
Amen.
Amen.
Wimana.
Wimana.
Go.
Wewe ni nani?
Go.
Nenda.
Go.
Nenda.
Oh, who are you?
Wewe ni nani?
Wimana. This is Wimana.
Huyu ni Wimana.
I know.
Najua.
Are you righteous?
Wewe ni mwenye haki?
Are you sinner?
Au ni mwenye dhambi?
When God asks you.
Wakati Mungu anakuuliza.
Are you going to look at yourself?
Je, utajiangalia mwenyewe?
Or are you going to look at what Jesus set up for you?
Amtangalia ni kazi gani Yesu alikutendea?
What Jesus set up for you, right?
Angalia kazi Yesu alikutendea wewe.
Wimana, are you sin or righteous?
Wimana, ni mwenye dhambi au mwenye haki?
When you look at himself,
unapoangalia mpojiangalia mwenyewe.
He's a sinner.
Yeye ni mwenye dhambi.
But
lakini
what Jesus done for him?
Kazi Yesu alimtendea.
Jesus made him holy.
Yes, alimfanya mtakatifu.
Jesus made him righteous.
Yes, alimfanya kuwa mkamilifu.
Jesus washed him.
Yes, alimuosha.
Isn't it?
Yes, hivyo.
Is it correct?
Je, ni ukweli?
Are you gonna look for what you did?
Je, utangalia kazi yako?
Oh, look at me. I'm Jacob.
Angalia mimi mwenyewe ni Yakobo.
Look at my face. I'm Jacob.
Uso wangu mimi ni Yakobo.
Are you gonna look at yourself?
Je, utajiangalia mwenyewe?
Say you're Jacob.
Useme kwamba ni Yakobo?
No.
La, usijiangalia mwenyewe.
No, right?
La, sivyo.
What are you gonna say?
Utasema namna gani?
Yeah, you have your image.
Una sura yako ndio.
But don't look at who you are.
Lakini usiangalie wewe ni nani.
Look at what Jesus had done for you.
Uangalie ni kazi gani Yesu alikutendea.
Yes, God.
Ndio.
I'm righteous.
Mimi ni mwenye haki Mungu.
Jesus made me righteous.
Yes, Yesu alinifanya kuwa mwenye haki.
God, I'm holy.
Mungu mimi mtakatifu.
Because Jesus made me holy.
Kwa sababu Yesu alinifanya kuwa mtakatifu.
Let's read one Bible verse.
Tusome mstari mmoja wa Biblia.
You have to turn the page a lot.
Hebu mfungue Biblia.
It's the First Corinthians.
Wakorintho wa kwanza.
First Corinthians.
Wakorintho wa kwanza.
Chapter 6.
Mlango wa 6.
Please open.
Tafadhali fungueni.
Do you find the chapter 6?
Nimepata mlango wa 6.
First Corinthians chapter 6.
Ukwendo kwanza mlango wa 6.
I'll read from verse 10.
Nasoma kwanza mstari wa 10.
Okay?
Sawa.
Are you ready?
Je, mko tayari?
Okay, I'll read verse 10.
Nasoma mstari wa 10.
Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God.
Wala wevi, wala watamanio, wala walevi, wala watukanaji, wala wanyang'anyi, hawataurithi uzima wa milele.
What's the verse 10 is saying to us?
Mstari wa 10 unatuambia namna hivyo.
Verse 10 is saying,
mstari wa 10 unasema namna hivi.
If you have sinned,
kama unayo dhambi,
you cannot see the kingdom of God.
Huwezi kuurithi ufalme wa Mungu.
Is that right?
Je, ni ukweli?
You know what the verse 11 says?
Mstari wa 11 unasema namna gani?
It says, and such are some of you.
Na baadhi yenu mlikuwa watu wa namna hii.
We all come sin.
Inamaanisha kwamba sisi wote tulitenda dhambi.
We are all like that.
Sisi wote tulikuwa namna hivyo.
Is that right?
Je, ni ukweli?
But you know what it says?
Mnajua maandiko yanasema namna gani?
It says, but ye are washed.
Lakini mlioshwa.
But ye are sanctified.
Lakini mlitakaswa.
But ye are justified.
Lakini mlihesabiwa haki.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Katika jina la Bwana wetu Yesu Kristo.
And by the Spirit of our God.
Katika roho wa Mungu wetu.
You know what the Bible says?
Biblia inasema namna gani?
Yes.
Ndio.
We come sin.
Tulitenda dhambi.
I'm not denying it.
Mimi sikani jambo hilo.
I come sin.
Nilitenda dhambi.
We must come sin.
Mimi nilitenda dhambi.
You all come sin.
Ninyi wote mlitenda dhambi.
Is that right?
Je, ni ukweli?
But the problem is.
Lakini shida ni hii.
If you have sin,
kama unayo dhambi,
you cannot see the kingdom of God.
Huwezi kuona ufalme wa Mungu mbinguni.
But you know what the Bible says?
Lakini Biblia inasema namna gani?
But
lakini mlioshwa.
But you are justified. But you are sanctified. What is the Bible is telling us? Yes, you commit sin. But through the blood of Jesus Christ, like the one mother did, you are sanctified. You are justified. And you're washed. Are you washed? Are you righteous? Are you sinner? One day, God's going to ask you the question. Maybe God is asking you a question right now. Are you a sinner? Or are you righteous? Oh, yes, I'm righteous. You don't sin? Yes. But
lakini,
Jesus gave me his righteousness. Are you really holy? No, Lord, I cannot live a holy life. But
lakini,
Jesus gave me holy.
Yes, alinipatia utakatifu wake.
Did you just read it?
Je, umesoma mambo hayo?
But you are washed.
Lakini mliwoshwa.
But you are sanctified.
Lakini mlitakaswa.
But you are justified.
Mlihesabiwa haki.
How?
Vipi?
Through Jesus Christ.
Kupitia Yesu Kristo.
Do you believe it?
Je, mnaamini mambo hayo?
Yes?
Ndio.
I cannot hear you.
Siwezi kusikiliza.
Do you believe that?
Mnaamini wao kweli?
People in the back, are you sleeping?
Watu wa nyuma, je, mnalala?
Oh, it's time to sleep.
Ah, ni wakati wa kulala.
Do you believe this?
Je, mnaamini wao kweli?
Are you Jacob or Esau?
Je, wewe ni Yakobo ama ni Esau?
Are you sinner or righteous?
Je, wewe ni mwenye dhambi au mwenye haki?
Why do you say you're righteous?
Mbona unasema wewe ni mwenye haki?
You never sin?
Je, ukutana dhambi?
Yes, you do.
Na mnatenda dhambi.
But how can you say you're righteous?
Mbona unasema kwamba wewe ni mwenye haki?
Because Jesus gave me righteousness.
Kwa sababu Yesu alinipatia haki yake.
Do you understand?
Je, mnaelewa?
Do you understand?
Je, mnaelewa?
Thank you for listening.
Asante kwa kunisikiliza.
I will continue tomorrow morning.
Itaendelea siku ya kesho asubuhi.
Okay?
Sawa.
Thank you.
Asanteni sana.
Let us pray.
Tutaomba.
Dear Heavenly Father God,
Baba wa mbinguni tupendaye,
today we share Genesis chapter 27.
Leo tumeshirikiana Mwanzo mlango wa 27.
Father God, your word is so clear.
Baba neno lako liko wazi.
Father God, like the prisoner,
Baba sisi kama wafungwa hawa,
let us all accept your word.
Sisi wote tuombe kulikubali neno lako.
Dear Father God,
Baba utupendaye,
there's no one who are here go home without accepting your word.
Hakuna mtu yote atatoka hapa bila kulikubali neno lako.
Like the prisoner,
kama mfungwa,
let us all accept your word.
Sisi wote tunataka kulikubali neno lako.
Father God, we like to live changed new life.
Baba tunataka kuishi maisha mapya ya mtu aliyebadilika.
Father God, we thank you.
Baba tunakushukuru.
That you gave your precious word to us.
Ya kwamba umetupatia neno lako la thamani moyoni mwetu.
Father God, we believe you.
Baba tunakuamini.
That we are justified.
Ya kwamba tumetakaswa.
Father God, we believe you.
Baba tunakuamini.
That you have washed us.
Ya kwamba ulituosha.
Father God, we believe you.
Baba tunakuamini.
That you have sanctified us.
Ya kwamba ulitutakasa.
We thank you.
Tunakushukuru. Your name.